JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, the SDC Poster and Product Development Competition happens this Wednesday. And later, our Glimpses of Jamaica segment. Let's go Roundabout JA. Stay tuned.
Thinking of going solar? Ensure you conduct a site assessment before purchasing a solar PV system for your home or business. Get an experienced solar PV system engineer to check for potential issues with shading of PV panels, space availability, and adequate structures to accommodate the panels. Remember, a solar PV system may not be the optimal energy solution for every location, so be sure to check your site conditions first to see if it can deliver a good return on your investment. A message from the Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica, the PC. DJ, your energy advisor.
All roads lead to the Montego Bay Civic Center in St. James as students gather for the Social Development Commission SDC's High School Poster and Product Development Competition happening this Wednesday, March 29. Organized under the Local Economic Development and Support Program, the competition was introduced last year and is now on its second run. However, the SDC has done away with the essay component, and this year, entrants will have to create and innovate to win. Local Economic Development Coordinator for St. James and Trelawney, Deru Jones, says the product development aspect of the contest was inspired by the need for wealth creation and social protection at the community level, giving the young people hope of a viable future.
Also, we have a systemic problem in St. James as it relates to illegal gains being the target operation for a lot of the young people after they leave school. So we decided to introduce entrepreneurship as a reasonable alternative to mitigate against them actually segueing into certain activities.
Mr. Jones adds that already the schools in the West, where the competition is based, have come up with some groundbreaking and even tasty ideas, which will all be on display on March 29.
We see a number of schools actually evolving with the program. They would have moved from the post and essay to now them actually adopting products being developed at the school level. So we had one school coming up with a nutraceutical product, one coming up with a cosmetic product, one actually coming up with a bulla. I think it's a chocolate chips bulla. That's where we see it going in regards to getting the schools involved in thinking about entrepreneurship.
Schools who didn't sign up in time for this year's competition are being encouraged to start working on their next big idea as soon as possible in time for next year. Call 952-9211 for more details.
We will not achieve developed country status overnight. The change will be gradual. Achieving Vision 2030 requires leadership, partnership, national will, and commitment to transformation. Play your part today. Visit vision2030.gov.jm.
Time now for our Glimpses of Jamaica segment.
So when I was a child growing up, our parents used the annatto as a colorant saw. Annatto is a thing that grows on the tree. Like a pod, and then you can open it and get all the seeds from it. It can be eaten with cooked food. The annatto can also be used as a substitute for curry. That's all I know. I am Winifred Shaw.
Remember, you can share your glimpses about growing up in Jamaica by calling JIS Radio at 926-3590 or email us at radio@jis.gov.jm. That's where we end today's program. Thanks for your company. Join us next time as we highlight happenings Roundabout JA. With studio engineer Andre Palmer, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.